some interactions that he has had with disciples of the Srila Siddhanta Sadhu. Some of you probably we didn't know. And also very nicely, according to situation, he brought out those statements of the Siddhanta. It becomes more meaningful when we see along with the circumstances under which the instructions were given, they actually come alive. So we would like to express our gratitude to the great Janani Prabhu in our traditional style by So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj had requested that some other devotees also speak, and Krishnananda Prabhu has been collecting all previous lectures here, so he can best represent that. So he'll be speaking now about the places here, what are the places here, and also what are the pastimes that occurred at this particular place. And then we will have his great Shamananda Prabhu and his great Govind Prabhu also. He's very friendly.
I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially His Grace Jananivas Prabhu. I've been asked to speak about this place and the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which took place here. This place is also called Ishodhyan, and as His Grace Jananivas Prabhu was explaining, it is also called Vrajapatan. This is part of Antardvip, among the Navadvip, the nine island, and it represents the process of Atma Nivedan or total surrender to the Supreme Lord. Here, as His Grace Janani Vaspur was explaining, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur would perform his bhajan here, and the Sri Chaitanya Mart, it was the headquarters of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and from here he directed all the activities of the Gaudiya Mart. He established 64 Gaudiya Marts all over India. And just by the entrance, if you come from the first entrance, when you are coming from ISKCON Mayapur Chandravudaya Mandir, is a place where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would reside. And he would often chant his japa there also. Still you will find his rooms and his sacred shoes and his cane there. Maybe afterwards, if we have time, we can grow in small groups there. It's a very nice place to pray for His mercy. And next, many of you may have come across, is a Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And also to this side is a Samadhi Mandir of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. As Jananivas Prabhu explained, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur put him in Samadhi. And first it was at a different place and later on it was shifted here. The deities here, Gandharvaka, Giridhari, they are also installed personally by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Also manifested here by the bhajan of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund and Giri Govardhan. So by coming here and doing the parikrama of Govardhan, one gets the same result, except it is very fast. The mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Just one or two pastimes which I was, when I was hearing Jananivas Prabhu, I remembered of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was very powerful preacher, and at the same time he was very loving. One of the devotees, one of the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was explaining how when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was in Bagh Bazar, he would personally take care of the devotees, of the especially of his brahmacharis. And when they would go out on distributing books, he would actually pack prasadam for their tiffin for them. Some halwa and puris and sabjis made in ghee. Very lovingly. He was like very fatherly to his disciples. And some of you may have heard this story of how sometimes when the devotees, the brahmacharis who had joined the mart, some of their parents, they would be coming to to take them back or to hunt for them. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would hide them underneath his cot. Yes. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was very loving. Actually, at that time, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose had his... he was also very powerful for the freedom movement. And when he saw that many of the young people were joining the mission, this Gaudiya mission, he approached Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and said that we need people for freedom, for fighting for the freedom war. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that these brahmacharis here, they are very thin. So let them just eat some roti and dal. You need very strong people to fight. And all of you know this famous meeting of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur with Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur convinced that there is only one thing lacking, and that is lack of Krishna consciousness. He was very much absorbed in Naam Smaran. In one of his books, Sri Chaitanya's teachings, he writes that the real chanting of the holy name should be not be lip deep, but it should be heart deep. That when one chants the holy name, it should be from the heart. He explains that simply by vibrating the tongue, one cannot, the name does not appear. Actually, the name descends from Golok Vrindavan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains, just like we know from Narottam Das Thakur's song, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. When a person who is imbued with a proper service mentality, who is actually humble, the name descends from the spiritual world into his heart. And that name which has descended from the spiritual world, that makes the tongue move, the nervous system move. And then the real name appears. And he very much liked the holy name. As a pure Vaishnav, he sometimes in his, when there was some report about the Gaudiya Math in some newspapers, there was once a case where there were some good reports and there were some bad reports. And in the article where there were good reports, there was few times the name of Krishna was uttered, some two or three times. And there's another article where the name of Krishna was mentioned many times, 10 times or more. So he said, this article where the name of Krishna is uttered 10 times and 10 lakh people are reading, that means 100 lakh times the name of Krishna will be uttered. He said, this article is better. In this way, he was encouraging us to always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He would compare this material world to be a place where people go to pass stool. Yes, he would say that one should just do his business and come out. And he would also say often that this place is the place for cheaters and cheated. It is not a place for a gentleman. Whenever he would say something, he would plan something, he would say, I will do this if Krishna wills so. If it is the desire of Krishna, I will do this. In this way, he always expressed his utter dependence on the will of Krishna. You all know the story that he never accepted any mangoes, because when he was a small child, once he ate mangoes without offering, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, chastised him. So from that time, he never accepted any mangoes. And once, much later in his preaching career, when he was going to South India, he was traveling with some of his disciples. And there was one person who was a Mayavadi. And as you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had special love for Mayavadis. So he was trying to convince him that you are not God, you are simply a servant of God. And he was not convinced, he was not accepting, he was thinking he is God. So finally, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he offered the mangoes to Krishna, and then he gave these mangoes, which were quite old. He gave those mangoes and made that person eat those mangoes. And immediately after eating this mango prasad, this person, he bowed down and said, I am a servant of Krishna. This was the power of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He was very learned, and he had got this title, Surya Siddhanta, but he did not accept his degree, because he did not want to enter into family life. So he remained Vaishtika Brahmachari all throughout his life. And his final message, also very instructive, is that we should simply aspire to become particles of dust at the feet of Rupa and Raghunath. I would just like to speak a little bit about the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which took place here. This was the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. As Maharaj explained yesterday, Shachi Devi's sister was married to Chandrasekhar Acharya. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something like maternal uncle. He was like a maternal uncle. So, one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everybody that today I will perform a dance at this place here. He called for Buddhimanta Khan, who was very rich, and Sadashiv, and told them that you should arrange for the costumes. I would like to perform this drama here for the pleasure of all the devotees. And then he told that Brahmananda, he will become the friend of Rukmini, Suprabhata, and Nityananda will be my grandmother, and Haridas Thakur will be the watchman. His duty will be to keep everybody awake. And Srivas will play the role of Narad Muni, and Shriman Shriram will be the disciple of Narad Muni. And Advaita Acharya asked Lord Chaitanya, what role will I play? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, you will become Krishna, the master of the gopis, Gopinath. So all these arrangements were made by Buddhimanta Khan. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that today I will be dancing in the mood of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. And he said that only those devotees who have completely controlled their senses, only they can see this dance. So when the Vaishnavas heard this, they became very much disappointed, morose. And Advaita Acharya said, I will not be able to see this play. And Srivas also said that I have not yet conquered my senses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, if you do not see, then what is the use of this play? So today I will, by my mercy, you will all become the king of all the yogis, and you will all be able to see this dance. So in this way, all the devotees were assembled, and among the spectators was Chachi Mata, the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Malini Devi, and many other devotees. Mukunda began the kirtan, Rama, Krishna, Hari, Govinda. In this way he was chanting the names of Krishna. And then in the beginning, Haridas Thakur appeared. He had fake moustaches, and he was twirling his moustaches. And he came and he started speaking, worship Krishna, serve Krishna, call out the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So when Haridas Thakur was speaking like this, devotees asked, who are you and from where have you come? Haridas Thakur replied, I am a policeman from Vaikuntha. I always wander about and I wake up people in thoughts of Krishna. Leaving the world of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has descended and is freely giving pure bhakti. He has accepted the role and costume of Lakshmi, and today he will dance in the mood of Lakshmi Devi. In this way, Haridas Thakur, again twirling his moustache, he left. And then Murari Gupta, he appeared. Then Srivas appeared. Srivas was in the role of Narada Muni. He had a long beard and great moustaches. He had his veena resting on his shoulders. And Ramai Pandit also followed him. He had his kamandal and he was just like Narada Muni's companion. Seeing Srivas's costume, Advaita Acharya asked him, who are you? And he replied, my name is Narada. I sing for the pleasure of Krishna. I wander about in the innumerable universes. I went to Vaikuntha to see Lord Krishna. And I came to know that Krishna has appeared in Nadia. I saw that the houses in Vaikuntha were empty. There were no husbands, no families, no wives. I could not stay in an empty Vaikuntha. So meditating on the Supreme Lord, I have come here. Accepting the role and costume of Lakshmi Devi, I have heard that my Lord Chaitanya is going to play the role of Lakshmi. Hearing the words of Srivas and believing them exactly like the words of Narada Muni, The Vaishnavas were very happy and they cried out, Jai, Jai, Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
Then Shachi Mata, who was watching, she asked Malini, when Shivas Pandit was dressed as Narada Muni, she asked Malini, who was the wife of Narada Muni, is that Shrivas Pandit? And Malini replied, from the voice it appears so. Mother Shachi was a great Vaishnavi, and when she saw the drama, she fainted in ecstasy. She showed no signs of coming back to life. And all these saintly ladies around her, they gathered and cried out, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
They cried very loudly, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
And hearing the sound of Krishna's name, Mother Shachi, she came back to consciousness. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he appeared. Actually, in this drama, he danced in various moods. In the mood of Rukmini, in the mood of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, in the mood of Durga Devi, and so many others. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came in the mood of Rukmini. And he wrote a letter. All of you know that story of how Rukmini wrote the letter to, and conveyed through this letter her feelings to Lord Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that the tears from his eyes was the ink. The ground was the paper. And his own finger was the pen. And in many beautiful verses, we don't have so much time here, but in very beautiful verses, he wrote words where Rukmini is begging Krishna, oh handsome Krishna, please come and take me away. The sight of your handsome form is the greatest treasure. Oh lion among the Yadus, when I heard the description of your glories, my heart is shamelessly attracted towards you. Who in this world is a saintly maiden who will not worship your lotus feet? Without you, my knowledge, my family, my character are all worthless. O Krishna, O Lord of the 30 million demigods, please forgive me for my boldness, but I cannot stop my heart from coming to you. O Krishna, please make me your wife. Please make me your maid servant. Let not Shishupal take me away. Let not the jackal take away what is meant for the lion. If I have in truth followed any vows, if I have worshipped the Brahmins, if I have given proper charity to the Vaishnavas and served the lotus feet of Vishnu, then may Lord Krishna be my husband and may Shishupal flee far away. That is the boon I ask. O Krishna, tomorrow is my wedding day. Please come, Krishna. Please do not delay. Secretly enter Vidarbha city. At the end of the city, at the end there will be assembly with all the great armies. You must kidnap me from this powerful king, such as Shishupal, Jarasandha, Shalva and others. You must kidnap me without killing my kinsmen. I will tell you a strategy of how to come. My family's custom is that on the day of the marriage, I will visit the temple of Goddess Durga. That will be a proper opportunity for you to come and kidnap me. If I am at fault to say all this, please forgive me. O Krishna, O one in whose lotus feet Lord Shiva bathes himself, please come and take me away. If you will not be merciful to me, and if you will not give me the dust of your lotus feet, I will kill myself. O Krishna, I will take birth and die as many times as is needed, but I want to attain the treasure of your lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing these verses, and all the Vaishnavas, they were very happy to hear this. At the same time, they were crying in joy. In between, there were loud sounds of Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
And in between, Haridas Thakur would appear and he would say, awake, awake, everybody please remain awake. In the last time we were here with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he said that such a person should be there in every of his lectures also. After this, Gadadhar, he appeared gracefully dancing for the pleasure of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, he came in between and said, Gadadhar, he is my friend from Vaikuntha. And all the Vaishnavas, they cried out, Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari,
Hari,
Hari, Hari.
Then in the costume of a bent bent back, elderly lady, Nityananda Prabhu appeared. And at that moment, the Vaishnavas cried out, Jai, Jai!
Jai!
Playing the role of an elderly lady, Nityananda Prabhu was walking behind Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody was guessing, who was this person? Was Goddess Lakshmi now standing before their eyes? Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his costumes and he came in a different form. Sometimes he would come in the mood of Mahalakshmi, sometimes in the mood of Sita Devi, and sometimes in the mood of Mother Ganga. Many had seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they could not recognize him. Sometimes the Lord said, Oh Brahmana, has Krishna come? So everybody understood that now he was in the mood of Rukmini. Sometimes he would shed streams of tears, and the devotees understood that he was in the mood of Ganga. Sometimes he would laugh in ecstasy, and the devotees thought that he was in the mood of Durga Devi. And when he stumbled as he danced, the devotees understood that he was in the mood of Revati, intoxicated by drinking Kadambari nectar. When he said, Come, come, dear lady, let us go to Vrindavan, they understood that he was in the mood of a Braja Gopi. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this beautiful pastime here. And the devotees, they were completely absorbed. When he assumed the mood of Mahamaya, the devotees offered different prayers, which were offered to Durga Devi. He said, O Mahamaya, O Mother of the Worlds, glory to you, O Goddess, please give us the shade of your lotus feet. You are the form of the universe. You have all powerful. You are the mother of the universe. You have no rival. Assuming the form of water, you give life to the conditioned souls. In this way, they glorified Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in the mood of Durga Devi. Again and again, everybody offered obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they said, Oh Mother, please glance upon us. Please give us your see. Finally, the sun set. And the devotees, they were not even aware. Everybody became very much aggrieved to see that the night is over. So the Vaishnavas, they were very unhappy to see that the sun has risen, because that meant that the drama was going to end. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that the devotees were so angry that it was only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the sun was not burned to ashes. And it is said here that even if they would have to lose 100 suns, their children, they would not feel as bad as they felt when they saw the sun rising. In this way, the Vaishnavas, they enjoyed the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which took place here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful dancing is a great treasure. Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes by saying that this is hidden even in the Vedas, this treasure. And anybody who hears this pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in the mood of Rukmini, he attains pure devotion to Lord Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Radha Gopinath Prabhu will continue. Murari Gupta, I'm not prepared, but I just speak one or two pastimes, which I remember. Murari Gupta was Hanuman in Lord Ramchandra's pastime. And one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was testing him. And he told Murari, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the reservoir of all loving mellows. You should worship Krishna. So because Murari Gupta respected Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his head. And he went back home. And after great contemplation, he came back and he offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, My dear Lord, please give me permission to commit suicide. Because I cannot disobey you. You are my Lord. But at the same time, I have sold my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, and now it is not possible to take out my head from his lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya Prabhu was so much overjoyed seeing the devotion of Murari Gupta. He said, "You are Hanuman." And in one other pastime, actually Lord Chaitanya Prabhu wrote on his forehead the name Ram Das, that you are a servant of Lord Ramchandra. Murari Gupta was by profession a Vaidya or a physician, Ayurvedic physician. And he would give people not only the medicine they needed for the body, but he would also give them the supreme medicine of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One day he was thinking in his mind that I do not want to see the closing chapters of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Because when Lord Krishna left this earth, there was so much grief, and the Yadus, they fought among themselves. And when Lord Ramchandra left, before that Sita Devi was sent. So he was thinking that I should give up my body before. And he had a sword prepared, a knife, which was used to cut conch shells. So he had hidden this knife, which was used to cut conch shell, inside in his room. And suddenly, the next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his door. And Murari Gupta offered his obeisances and said, "My dear Lord, I am your servant. I am your obedient servant." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Do you really mean that?" And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that, "Bring me that sword." So he said, "Which sword? Who told you that sword?" And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, "What do you mean? I am the one who made that sword. I reside in everybody's heart as a super soul." And Lord Chaitanya Prabhu personally went and took out that sword and told Murari Gupta that, "Why are you planning like this? Devotees like you are my very life and soul. There is no meaning to my pastime without devotees like you. So please give up this idea of committing suicide." Murari Gupta was such a loving devotee of the Lord that he would sometimes offer, he would tell his wife to get some rice and he would tell her to put some ghee on it, and he would mix that rice and ghee and he would throw it in the air and say, "Eat Krishna, eat," like that. This was his style of making offerings. "Eat Krishna, eat," like this. So, and his wife was not knowing, but having faith that whatever he's doing is perfect. So she was giving and Murari was offering. And next day in Murari Gupta's clinic, the first patient was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and said, "I have got indigestion." So immediately the first question any doctor will ask is, "If you have indigestion, what did you eat yesterday? So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "What did you eat?" And Mahaprabhu said, "You are asking me, what did you eat? You are offering and you are saying, what did I eat?" "You are such a loving devotee that anything you offer, I will accept." In the Mahaprakash Leela, Maharaj will be explaining in detail, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually showed him the form of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, and Murari saw himself as Hanuman. There are many, many pastimes about this. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta about Murari Gupta that he is such a great Vaishnava. Krishna, whose name is Murari, is secretly hiding in his heart. That's why his name is Murari Gupta. Hare Krishna.